The protest was part of a larger movement across the country called Join the Impact, which originated in California on November 7th to protest the passing of Proposition 8, a law similar to Amendment 2. The protest was complemented with an ongoing parade of passionate guest speakers from the community that went on to incite an already very enthusiastic crowd. Demonstrator Karen Doering said that the fight for marriage equality is more than just about the certificate. It is about the 1,500 rights that the government gives to heterosexual married couples and same-sex couples are being denied. These rights are important, Doering said, because they were created to provide a safety net to protect families in times of crisis.
And right here in Florida, as you all know, this shameful Amendment 2 passed. 62% of your friends, neighbors, colleagues, co-workers, and family voted to deny us the same rights and protections that our government provides to heterosexual couples when they got married. Ooh, shame on them!
Join the Impact gained support in over 300 cities and 10 countries that began peaceful protests at exactly the same time on Saturday. At one point during the rally in St. Petersburg, the crowd was instructed to face toward the northeast and wave, because at that very moment, those protesting in other cities would be waving back. It has been argued by those in support of Amendment 2 that marriage is a religious right between a man and a woman. Reverend Gay Bosley Mitchell from Trinity United Church of Christ in St. Petersburg said she supports marriage between any two people that are in a monogamous relationship. It is the commitment that is the most important aspect of a marriage, Mitchell said, and the church needs to accept that as well.
It's a statement of faith to me that that we do indeed preach the gospel that Jesus preached. And Jesus was always with the outcasts of society and always inclusive with them and helping them to find their worth. And I really believe that the church has often been the one to destroy the self-worth of gays and lesbians. And it's just very important to me that the church needs to be the ones helping to them to reclaim all of that.
An African-American lesbian, Yasmin Jones, said that she is proud of both of her identities. But with the election of Obama as president and the disappointing passing of Amendment 2, she said, "We have simply swapped one discrimination for another, and that is not acceptable."
We have been classified as second-class citizens with disposable rights.
Janice Josephine Carney, a transgendered woman, said that rallies like the one on Saturday are great because they excite people. But she also fears that they encourage violence, particularly against transgenders.
And every year, anywhere from 10 to 20 people in this country that are killed just for being transgender. And it's if on the average 12 gay men or 12 lesbians were murdered every year, there'd be a lot more concern. But the transgender, we kind of slide under the door.
On Election Day in Arkansas, a law was passed that allows only heterosexual couples to adopt or provide foster care for children. In Arizona, citizens passed Proposition 107, which banned homosexual marriage. Similarly, about 52% of Californians voted to pass Proposition 8, which can repeal the marriage of over 18,000 same-sex couples. Mary Tavarozzi and her partner Deborah Lansing have been together 17 years. They were married in California on October 4th after gay marriage was permitted in California on June 17th, 2008. Tavarozzi and Lansing worry that their marriage will no longer be recognized.
It's still undetermined, according to the Secretary of State of California, whether our legal rights have actually been repealed or whether the amendment impacts only, you know, marriages going forward and bans those. I think that Attorney General Jerry Brown in California has announced that he intends to work to make sure that the 18,000 couples who were married will retain the rights of that marriage.
Rebecca Pena is disappointed that she is unable to marry her partner of 2 years in her own state of Florida. So she is going to Massachusetts on November 24th to tie the knot instead. Pena said the passing of Amendment 2 has inspired her to start a grassroots organization called Never Give Up on Equal Rights, whose mission is self-explanatory.
By our being here, we need to be the face of gay because we connect with gay, straight, black, white, Jew, and people do not see who we really are. We're out every single day doing great things in our community, and people don't see it. They don't connect to it, and that's what I'm here to show the passersby, that I'm just like you. I'm just like everybody else.
Join the Impact has joined forces with several other organizations to continue the movement toward equal marriage rights and hopes this worldwide rally will spark a civil rights movement. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Conchetta DeLuca.